Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Shireen on a recorded line. I think our call got disconnected.
Yeah, we got disconnected.
Okay. Again, I do need to state this is a recorded line.
Okay.
Are you a firm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And was it you or a loved one that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
A loved one.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And in regards to that loved one, do they have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Do they have any ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions?
Yes.
Okay. And what date were they, what's their date of birth?
12, hold on 1 second. Oh my goodness.
No worries, take your time. I'll try to get through this as quick as possible, okay? Should take about 15
okay.
minutes or so.
I'm just going to set up in a restroom real quick too. Oh, sorry.
Okay. No worries, take your time.
Okay, so go ahead one more time.
Okay, what is your party or the injured party's date of birth?
It's going to be 06/22/2022.
Excuse me. Are they still with us?
Excuse me, 1 second. I can barely hear you.
Are they still with us?
Yes.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. And what date were they diagnosed with NEC?
That was going to be like the fourth week. I think it was like the fourth week. It was 2022.
Like fourth week after they were born?
Yeah, fourth week. Yeah, definitely fourth week.
And who would this be in regards of?
Genesis Hall.
Is that your son or your daughter?
That's my daughter.
Your daughter? Okay. So they were diagnosed roughly around July 20th, 2022?
Yeah. No, June.
Diagnosed? You said 4 weeks after they were born?
No, within the... yeah, I think that was like a year around the same year, like around July.
So July 20th?
Yeah.
Okay. And was your daughter diagnosed with NEC prior to giving formula or after being fed formula?
It was after.
Okay. And how long after being fed the formula was your daughter diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days or over 7 days?
It was roughly within.
Okay. And what brand of formula was used?
That was the... Similac NeoSure. Yeah, Similac NeoSure.
Okay. And then you would be filing this claim on behalf of your daughter?
Yes.
And I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Sorry, excuse me?
And then I just want to confirm you have authority to sign on behalf of your daughter?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And... How many weeks was the mother at birth?
So how much weeks was she at birth? That was, what, 7 months?
So about 32 weeks? 31 weeks?
31, yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
I'm sorry. I still have this little bug that's going around.
No worries. I hope you feel better.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's been sick. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I thought I was getting sick earlier this week, but thank God I'm okay.
Be careful.
Yeah, I know. It's all around. Let me ask you this. Did your daughter become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did she leave and come back?
Well, still in the hospital.
Okay, and she's about 2 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the hospital she was born and diagnosed at?
It was Sherman Oaks Hospital.
Sherman Oaks Hospital. In Sherman Oaks, California?
Yes.
Okay. So the address I have is 5929 Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California, zip code 91403.
Yeah, that was 4929.
4929, yes.
Yeah.
And then, if needed, would you be able to provide a birth certificate?
Yes. Yeah, I know who I spoke to last time. I provided one as well.
Okay. Just if needed. You don't have to do that with me on the phone today, but if the attorneys do need it from you, they will ask you for it, so I just want to confirm. And then, did you happen to have any friends, any other friends, family, or loved ones that were also fed formula?
No, just the baby.
Okay. And can you confirm your child's gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then can you spell her first name for me?
It's J-E-N-E-S-I-S.
And last name?
Hall, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, L-L.
Okay, so for her first name, I have J as in Jack, E-N-E-S-I-S?
Yes.
Okay, and last name I have Hall, spelled H-A-L-L?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And then does she have a suffix in her name?
None.
None? And then can I get her social security number, please?
Okay, 1 second. I gotta get
no worries,
that.
Take your time. And then your name is Adain, U-S-T-I-N?
Yes.
And same last name?
Mm-hmm.
And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And can I get your date of birth?
6-1-90.
And can I get your full social?
593-98-0338.
Okay. And then for your email, I have june.pfe@gmail.com.
Yes.
And phone number I have for you is 818-264-8124.
Yes.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
Excuse me. That's my cell.
Your cell, okay. And then can I get your current full address?
It's 14211 Gilmore Street. Unit
and Van Nuys?
Yeah, Van Nuys.
And you said Unit 3?
Yes.
I used to go to school in this area.
Oh, nice.
No worries, take your time.
I was gagging a little bit.
No, you're fine. If you ever need a pause at any moment, just let me know.
Okay, yeah, no, all the coughing, I felt like I was about to throw up.
No, I hope you don't throw up.
No, for real. Thank you. Okay, sorry.
No, you're fine. Do you have any official documents to show you are the power of attorney over your daughter, such as a birth certificate?
Yes.
Okay, and then can I get the mother's name as it's listed on the birth certificate?
It's Kyla.
Can you spell it for me?
K-E-I-L-L-K-E-I. Sorry about that.
K-E-I.
K-E-I-L-A-H.
Okay. And last name?
Arnold.
Arnold. Okay. And then your name is the same on the birth certificate? Justin Hall?
Yes.
Okay. And do you happen to know if the mother had any of the following issues during pregnancy, such as hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping, HIV or AIDS?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then was the child born prematurely? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then I just want to confirm the child was born in the state of California?
Well, no. Yeah, the state of California.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay. No, you go ahead. No, I was receiving a call. But
okay.
It's not important. I can call them back.
Okay. We're almost done here, okay? What was your daughter's birth weight?
She was like, she was 3 pounds, actually. I was thinking about the months. She was 3 pounds, 1 ounce.
Okay. And then was she, when she was diagnosed with NEC, was she in the NICU or no?
Yeah, she was, actually.
Okay. And then what date was she admitted into the NICU, and what date did she leave the NICU? Did she go into the NICU the day she was born?
Yeah, actually.
So June 22nd, 2022. And then when did she leave the NICU?
100%. It was maybe like, that was within that 4 weeks.
So was she, did she leave the NICU the day that she was diagnosed with NEC, or was it after that?
It was definitely after.
Okay. How, roughly how long after, like a week after she was diagnosed, 2 weeks?
Weeks. I think four. Like the fourth week.
The fourth week after she was diagnosed?
Yeah, the fourth week of June.
June or July? Because she was born the fourth week of June.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, the question you asked me earlier, I think that was the fourth week of, June.
Okay, so was she, okay, from what I understood, she was born June 22nd, 2022, and then you said she was diagnosed 4 weeks later with NEC. So that would bring us to July 20th.
No, I said that wrong. I meant the fourth week of June, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the fourth week of June, let's do the math on it. 1, 2, 3, 4. So June 29th, does that sound more correct? That's the fourth week of June.
That definitely sounds.
Okay, so when did she leave? So if she was diagnosed with NEC on June 29, 2022, when did she leave the NICU?
The second week of August.
Second week of August?
Yeah.
Okay, so the second week of August would be approximately the 14th. Does that sound correct, or the 15th?
Yeah, like around there, definitely.
Okay, so the 15th of 2022?
All right. Yes.
And then were you able to find her Social Security number?
Yes, I did.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
It's going to be 243.
Mm-hmm.
65. 0928.
Alrighty. And then when did your daughter start using the formula, and when did she stop? Did she start using it on her birthday?
Yeah.
I mean, not her birthday, the day that she was born. Okay. And what would you say that she stopped using the formula? Was it when she was diagnosed, a couple of days before that?
They had her on there for like 15 days.
Even after she was diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay. So 15 days after the 22nd would bring us to about July 7th. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, and what would you say is the time frame between her using the formula and her being diagnosed, if you have to estimate? A couple days, a couple weeks?
I think it was maybe 14 to 15 days.
About 15 days. And then I just want to confirm, was your daughter fed formula in the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, and did she have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula, such as low body temperature, green vomit, apnea, hypotension, bradycardia, swollen red or tender belly, trouble feeding, constipation, or lethargic?
Yeah, because I know she has stomach pain. She was green vomiting, blood in her stool. She has some breathing issues as well.
Okay. She had a swollen red or tender belly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for your daughter?
No, I actually don't. But you got a liberty request it if you want.
Okay, yeah. There's going to be a release form that you sign for the attorneys to access those documents.
Okay.
But you don't have a copy of it right now, correct?
No, I don't. I made so much transition and moving around.
Okay. And then... what treatments or medical procedures did your daughter undergo due to the necrotizing enterocolitis? Any antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, exploratory laparotomy, ostomy surgery, PIC line, or any unrelated surgery?
Laparotomy.
Exploratory laparotomy? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time your daughter was treated for NEC-related issues?
I can't put my actual time frame on it, but they kind of gave us.
If you had to estimate a date of when she was last treated, a month and a year, it's fine.
I'd say like close to a year, maybe. Probably half of that, actually.
6 months after she was born?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would bring us to December 22nd, 2022. Does that sound correct?
Yeah, just about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the hospital that she was diagnosed and treated, was that Sherman Oaks Hospital?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address I have is 4929 Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California, zip code 91403.
Yeah, great.
And the phone number I have for this facility is 818-981-7111.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is the name of the doctor that diagnosed and treated her?
Irina Goddess?
Oh, Dr. Irina Goetz, G-O-D-E-S?
Yeah, I always said that wrong.
No, it's okay. Yeah. And this is a doctor that treated and diagnosed her, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Pediatrics.
Okay. And we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Yes.
Lives with you? Okay, and who is this person to you?
My brother.
Brother. And can I get a phone number for your brother?
It's going to be 323-532-2416.
And then the address I have for your brother is going to be 14211 Gilmore Street, Unit 3 in Van Nuys, California. It did not generate a zip code. Okay, hold on. Zip code is going to be 91401?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then can you spell his first and last name for me, please?
J-U-S-H-U-A.
J-U-S-H-U-A?
Yeah.
J-O.
J-U-A, J-U-S-H-U, Joshua.
Okay. Joshua with a U.
Yeah.
Okay. And last name, Hall?
Yeah, Hall.
Okay. Alrighty. With that being said, Justin, what I'm going to go ahead and do is I am going to go through these entire documents. If for any reason I'm going too fast, if I'm either going too fast or something sounds wrong, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your daughter was diagnosed, you don't have legal representation, and your daughter was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis roughly around June 29, 2022. She was diagnosed after being fed formula, and she was fed the formula of Similac NeoSure. She was born and diagnosed at Sherman Oaks Hospital, located at 4929 Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California, zip code 91403. You will be filing this claim on behalf of your daughter. The mother was 31 weeks at the time of birth. Your daughter was diagnosed while still in the hospital, and her date of birth is June 22nd, 2022, which makes her now two years old. I have her first name as Genesis, spelled J as in Jack, E as in elephant, N as in knight, E as in elephant, S as in Sam, I as in is, and S as in Sam. And I have her last name as Hall, H-A-L-L. I have her social security number as 243-650928. I have your first name as Justin, spelled J-U-S-T-I-N, last name Hall, spelled H-A-L-L. I have your social security number as 593-980338, and I have your date of birth as June 1st, 1990. I have your email as june.pfe@gmail.com, and I have your cell phone number as 818-264-8124. I have your address as 14211 Gilmore Street, Unit 3, in Los Angeles County, California, zip code 91401, or also known as Van Nuys, California. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Not sure why it generated as Los Angeles, but also Van Nuys. Okay, I'm going to repeat it one more time. I have your address as 14211 Gilmore Street, Unit 3, Van Nuys, California, zip code 91401.
Yes.
And I have the mother's name as Kayla, spelled K-E-I-L-A-H, last name Arnold, spelled A-R-N-O-L-D.
Yes.
Okay, and I have your name as Justin Hall on the birth certificate. I have your daughter's NICU admission dates as June 22nd, 2022, and I have her discharge date as August 15, 2022. I have your daughter's birth weight as 3 pounds, 1 ounce. I have the date that she started using formula as the day she was born, June 22nd, 2022. And the date that she stopped using formula as July 7, 2022. She was on it for approximately 15 days. I have the last time your daughter was treated for NEC-related issues was 6 months after she was born, which was roughly around December 22nd, 2022. She had an exploratory laparotomy for treatment, and the doctor that treated and diagnosed her is Dr. Irina Goetz, located at Sherman Oaks Hospital, address of 4929 Van Nuys Boulevard in Sherman Oaks, California, zip code 91403. And I have the facility phone number as 818-981-7111. And I have your emergency contact as your brother that lives with you. His address is 14211 Gilmore Street, Unit 3 in Van Nuys, California, zip code 91401. I have his first name as Joshua, spelled J-U-S-H-U-A, last name Hall, H-A-L-L. His phone number is 323-532-2416. And again, this is your brother that lives with you.
Yes.
Does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Is there anything you need me to change or add?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you do is go ahead and put me on speakerphone. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents to you. I just need a couple signatures.
All right.
Okay, you should have just received a text now.
Okay.
That so what you're going to do... it went through text and email. I would say it's easier to open through text.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so go ahead and click on the link. You're just going to click through a bunch of yellow buttons that say agree, continue. What it's going to do is prompt you to a couple signatures. You're going to go ahead and sign, and then just keep hitting continue.
Uh-huh.
And then once you're...
Okay.
Now, once you're done, let me know, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to send you a text from this number. That's going to be my main point of contact. So if you need to reach me for any reason, this will be the way to do it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I completed it already.
Okay, let me see on my end. Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Justin, I do want to thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure speaking with you. I do hope that you are feeling better, or hope that you do get better. Another thing that I wanted to say is the attorneys are going to be contacting you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you. So just be on the lookout for the call. They won't be able to get started on a case with you without speaking to you. So just keep that in mind. They just need to verify all the information we went over on the phone with you. With that being said, if you have any questions, any concerns, please don't hesitate to contact me from that 949 number. Or if you happen to know of anyone else that was affected by NEC, you can send them my information. I'd be more than happy to help them. But again, I do want to thank you so much for your time. I hope your daughter's doing okay now, and I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.